being from Canada, we get storms and stuff, but you don't get these aggressive, fierce winds like that. So for us, it was almost moment by moment. You just had to deal with it. And I guess, of course, I'm from Cranbrook. I don't have any experience of being in a hurricane, but, you know, you just watch it and you pray and you just do the best you can and be safe. But I've got kids and dogs and friends and family. So we just kind of all found a safe spot and we just sat there until the storm passed. At first, the winds start to blow, and of course, it's windy. Nothing like you really typically see in the north, but it's windy. We got 155-mile-an-hour winds where we're at. Those blow for probably 2 or 3 hours, and then you get a quiet part of the storm, which, of course, is the center of the storm, and then it gets really calm, and then you get the back end of the storm, of course. Probably 7 hours of winds that it's really hard for me to explain how powerful they are, but, you know, ripping my neighbor's roofs off, boats get completely torn off of their moorages. And, of course, the Keys got really devastated, and, you know, living in Florida, that's a special place. So, you know, a lot of people even got it worse than us.